From the CBS 2 Newsroom, I'm Ryan Baker with your top stories on this Wednesday, June 26th. The accused Highland Park parade shooter is expected to change his plea to guilty. Robert Cremo III previously pleaded not guilty to dozens of charges, including 21 counts of first-degree murder. He's accused of killing 7 people and injuring 48 others in a mass shooting on the 4th of July 2 years ago. Cremo is due in court at 9 a.m. Activists in Chicago are hoping a new declaration from the Surgeon General could help curb gun violence. Yesterday, the country's top doctor declared gun violence a public health emergency and now the leading cause of death for children and teens. He's now calling for a ban on assault weapons and more community involvement. There's a vigil today for a restaurant owner beaten in a weekend attack in Mount Greenwood. Nick Baracco suffered a skull fracture and brain swelling during a fight early Sunday morning. 4 men now face felony battery charges. Prosecutors say they were drunk and started punching employees when they were asked to leave, but their attorneys claim the bouncers started the fight. More than 15,000 car dealerships around the country are still trying to bounce back from a cyber attack. It targeted a crucial software system developed by CDK Global, which is based in Hoffman Estates. Now, auto sellers are going old school to get deals done using paper forms and wet signatures. After some early morning storms move out, skies will clear for some afternoon sunshine with highs in the low to mid 80s. For CBS News Chicago, I'm Ryan Baker.